Ikiagig, which has Yupik, Aleut, and Athabascan roots, visited the Pueblo of Zuni in New Mexico and an Apache community in Cibicu, Arizona. Students from Ikiagig performed Yupik dances and demonstrated traditional Alaska Native games. In return, they ate the Southwestern tribe's native foods and watched their dances. The Apache crown dance in particular left the students with something to talk about, as Tatiana Zakhar, Kaylee Hill, and Walt Gooden relate.
It was kind of scary because they had these big crown things on their heads. I think they're cardboard.
They were just really tall people and they were painted, and it was really loud music and loud drums and loud singing.
It wasn't for the public and we weren't allowed to post any pictures and stuff, and it was super cool.
When Ikiagig sang and performed their traditional Yupik dance, the Apache and Zuni communities were their largest audiences yet. Alexana Salmon is the president of the Ikiagig Village Council. She went along in part to observe how other Native communities are incorporating language instruction in their schools.
It's always good to go and see how another community is living in this globalized world and maintaining their own culture in the ways and what they're doing it. What do their children look like? And every child we saw was happy and respectful.
Ikiagig students planned this trip, from making initial contact with the schools to researching hotels and car rentals. This is the second cultural exchange that the village has initiated. In 2015, more than half of the village traveled to New Zealand for an exchange with Maori communities. Salmon says that she hopes students come away from these trips not only with an appreciation for other Native cultures, but also with more perspective on their own town.
Hopefully they come home, you know, from the big cities and think, oh, this, you know, I'm so glad I live in Ikiagig. Because that's how all of us adults feel. Because you can go anywhere in the world and get a city, but you cannot get an Ikiagig anywhere else.
Students fundraised for the 11-day trip by writing letters to area lodges and hosting bake sales, dinners, and movie nights in Ikiagig. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.